This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
You're with Tom, Mikey, with Jess Window and ready to party. It's a big day. Happy 40 shows, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, why are you yelling so early in the morning? We know you're excited.
Frazzled. It's the 40th show. This is a big one. This is the extravaganza. It's my last show. It's all happening at once. Like my Christmases have happened at once.
We are so excited. We've got like party boys coming in for you, dancing girls. We're so excited to get rid of you. Finally. It's taken me 40 shows of harassing him, and finally he's got the message and he's leaving the country.
Finally gets the point.
I'm disappointed that I didn't even get fired. I've had to quit my own accord.
Have you made 40 anything before, Mikey?
No.
I love that he's like, I don't think I ever have.
I'm halfway to my 40. I'm midlife crisis.
So. 40 dates? 41st dates?
No.
Have you been with a person for more than 40 days?
Yes.
There you go.
Just
made it.
We're not talking about that teddy bear you sleep with. You know, we're talking
about... can't say that on air. I don't want the people to know about my teddy bear.
Hey, look, we're so excited today. It is your final show. We're kind of sad, but we're happy as well.
You better cry for me on the last show. I need tears.
Sorry, I told you that I have no emotions. I only cry for two things. So if I see babies in distress and if animals.
Babies in distress. Oh, crying. I thought it had been happy tears. And I was like, damn,
you
sound evil.
The shows you see those poor kids in other countries starving. I start bawling my eyes out. And then if I see an animal get hurt. Humans, I laugh. Like adults,
Look, if I can't actually claim that because I cry at the drop of the hat. So if I don't cry, there's something bad going on.
There's a problem with me.
So maybe read into it.
I did ask Jess to bring a pin in so she can stab me in the leg just to show, so I can show some emotion.
Yeah, I got it. It's a big one. Don't worry. I got your back, Mikey.
Gather round, folks. It's time for Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Do you know what? 10 months now, I've been giving you the worst wisdom in the world. I've been insulting you left, right and centre.
You have?
So today, for your final one, I'm getting my zen on. I'm waiting for what has come. I'm going to try and give you good wisdom this time.
I should have brought some feng shui music for you.
I've got my legs crossed. I'm sitting here in the lotus position.
You shaved your head. You're wearing your robes this morning.
That is correct.
Well, I've got a question for you. It's one that people have pondered for years.
Oh, we're going serious.
Well, I just think because I'm going away and I'm changing my whole life up, and I'd love some advice from you this one. What do you think for you? Because you lived a great life, and you've got all your hair, and you're not many greys, and you're happy.
It sounds like my life is over, isn't it? Yeah, you've hit 50. Oh, sorry, you've had a great life. Bye bye.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
But you've lived well, and the fact that you've got all your hair, he was tidying up what he felt was all the patches in that. So
you just think you've got stories after stories, and you've got great kids and a great family. I want to know, what's the meaning of life for you?
Whoa, that's very deep.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Lucky I got my zen on. Do you know what? I'm going to say it's got to be a two-part answer.
Okay.
And the first part's easy. It's really easy. It's happiness.
Yeah.
It honestly is. But the second part of that where it makes it a lot harder, because what makes you happy? People think it's going to be, fast cars, big homes, millions in the bank. It actually isn't. It's actually going to come down to love.
Yeah.
And it's not... who you love or how you love it. It's the compassion in your heart that shows you love. But the hardest bit is going to be is to love yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And until you can love yourself, you're not going to be happy.
Oh, I keep really thinking he's going to, after listening for 10 months to Tom's wisdom, I keep feeling like the tail is going to come and he's going to whip us. But he looks really sincere and it's beautiful.
But it's taken me a long... But, I mean, Jess... Nothing, you realise it, and it's times in our life where we have these little moments, and I think back to when your two-year-old holds your hand and looks at you and goes, dear, I love you, Daddy.
Yeah,
and that's when you realise that's what made you happy. It wasn't how we got to the beach or how we got there. It's just those moments, and all it is because you're spending that quality time looking at them, listening to them, and that's what makes them happy, and it makes you realise... it's not about your big car or your big house or where you are. It's about the compassion, which is love. Yeah.
And making memories. I like that.
That's beautiful.
So don't let people tell you who you are. And that's a hard one at 21 because you judge yourself on how others perceive you.
Yeah.
And you've got to learn to say, yeah, and... Yeah, live your own truth.
I feel like Mikey's a little shocked. He's
sitting there
like,
I'm tearing up a little bit, and I don't like it.
But Jess, what would you say? Like,
do you know what? I think you're spot on. I can't believe. Like, I honestly thought, because we don't know what you're going to say, so I honestly thought you were going to say something funny, and then I would have to come back and say something like, no, the most important thing is, I think it's making, I think no regrets and happiness means that you have no regrets. So if you do, like, about making as many memories that you possibly can so that you know that every minute you've got right here, because as far as we know, we're just here now. So
we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
And I think you've got to remember that if you live with love and you live with people that you surround yourself in a bubble of love, you're never not going to be happy. So,
But it has to be compassionate love because we can love ourselves too much.
Yeah,
so
there's
a problem. So that's it is a compassionate love where you give in love without anything in return, and that's.
Yeah. Well, it breaks my heart. This is the last time I'm playing this.
Wow! Thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's wisdom, and it was successful.
Only took me 10 months to give you correct advice, didn't it? I mean, I still want to insult that little bum fluff on your chin and...
It's a beard, okay? It's Movember and I've grown it out.
We've got a couple of minutes left until we go to the news. So what has been your experience here? For as a little straight boy coming into this, you know, world of LGBTIQA+.
Yeah. What's it been like? Ooh, it's a big question. It's loaded.
We're actually interviewing Mikey, so you actually have to answer.
Right. Yeah, sorry. Well, when I started, I did 8 months of daytime. And
used to follow us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Me and that other guy, I can't remember his name now.
Yes, I'd come in after you two, and you guys, it was so cool. You let me, because you guys are like little rock stars for me. Because you did the breakfast show, and I was like, I always want to do breakfast. And so I'd be able to sit in and just chat with the show right at the end before I did my show.
Well, I like the idea of bringing in that final guest. Bringing in that final guest to do it, yeah.
Well, that was really exciting for me, and then...
Well, what is it actually like for you? Like, especially, so, you're working with Tom.
Yeah.
And whether it's true or not, he's kind of... you're the straight guy, literally, and he's the funny gay guy.
Yeah.
How's that? What's that like to be? Like, to be the Andy of the Hamish.
I've literally always said I'm the Andy, not a Hamish. And so I think I've met my perfect Hamish. And, he's made me laugh, genuine laughs. Yeah. And I've never had to sit there and go, ha, ha, Thomas, you're great. He's funny and he makes me laugh. And he's also a very, very lovely man off air, even though he sasses me whenever he wants to. Look, it's been one of the greatest experiences of my life, and I can't thank you guys enough for poaching me. I mean, what an experience that's been. I've been poached, yes.
I don't even know what's going on. So you have been poached. And, like, honestly, but what was it like when you had the dynamic of knowing that you were going to be in here working with Tom, kind of going, is it everything you expected it would be?
Well, I didn't actually know at first because they asked me just to fill in one day. And I said, yeah, right, I'll fill in. I mean, whatever. And they asked me a second time. And I thought, ooh, this could be good. And
we
I
had him on trial.
They did. It was a little trial by Kyle. I listened back to our first show we did a couple of weeks back, you know, just for nostalgia purposes, and it didn't sound any different to how it is now. I think we just got on like a house on fire from the first day.
I'm Andrew Raddle, bringing class back to Tom and Mikey's show. Do need it, let's face it. There will be more news at 8 o'clock. Did you miss me?
Of course we miss you.
Thank God you're going too.
You definitely bring the last half of class into our show.
Mikey, what are you thinking? Why? What?
Why am I leaving?
Yes, well, we want to make sure you've got, you know, your social media will be up to date on that cruise ship.
Yeah, I'm just going to sell my body, I've decided. Tom's given me the inside scoop.
The inside scoop of selling your body.
The analytics
of my... He'll be back within a week, he'll be broke.
You don't need to tell Mama DJD what I've been telling you on the side. You know, I'm going to have it here because your mum and I have been discussing that, and we're worried that with the 3 weeks you're going to be on the phone going, Mama DJ, come and pick me up. I hate it here. No one making my bed. No one, you know, get my
Quite look, wait, the contrary.
Wait till you travel all around those Caribbean islands first, then get out.
Yeah. Big, okay. I'm very excited, and they do make my bed. There's a cleaning staff that comes through. I make my own bed now. I don't know if I want someone else to make. And I'm a big. I'm a real adult.
21 now, Rattle. He's
you make your bed.
Well done, Mikey.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, well, you just zip up the sleeping bag on the ship, won't you? Zip, bed made.
Oh, Mikey's little face thing.
They're too quick-witted for me, Jess. You're going to have to learn to deal with this. I don't know how to deal with it.
I know. I'm going to have to take some caffeine tablets or something
more
when
experience.
I come in. You'll be fine.
You know I'm sad.
No, you don't look it.
Don't I? Oh, okay. Now, how's this?
Oh, there it is.
Thank goodness this is radio.
A professional newsreader can't lie.
That's
so
right.
So I do.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Well, notice how big my nose is.
We've been talking a while about how we're going to get listeners to, one, get to know me, but also to farewell you, Mikey. Have you guys heard the game either? It's called, I'm a huge Schitt's Creek fan. I'm not swearing. It's actually the name of the show.
Schitt's Creek is great.
It's my favourite show in the whole world, but one of the things that they call as a baby game is called Two Truths, One Lie, yes. And I love it. It's a really fun game, and we've played, there's a lot of things that you guys have said every week. You find out something about me and it just sounds more and more ridiculous. So I wanted to play it with you guys so that I'm going to try do ones that maybe I haven't said before, and okay. I want you guys to do it too. So I want you guys to go, yeah, Tom, you first.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my three things.
Three things.
And you're going to say, okay.
And I want listeners to, if you're really quick, also jump in and say which one's true or what's not true.
We're going to start doing it weekly, aren't we?
Yeah, so, and we'll give the answers after we've all done ours.
Okay, so I'll give you my three things. I was an altar boy at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Concord.
Okay.
I was a choir boy at the same church, St. Mary's Concord. St. Mary's Concord burnt to the ground 1 week after I got married in it. So one of those, two of them are true.
Oh, yours are nice, quick, sharp ones. Mine were lying full on. I've written paragraphs. I want you to know me. All right, Mikey.
Oh, we got, okay.
So I'm either altar boy, choir boy, or the church burnt to the
ground. Only one of them is a lie.
Only one's a lie. Okay,
my middle name is Dante. When I was a child, I was kicked out of my first kindergarten because I beat another kid on the head with a toy hammer.
That sounds true.
I've had breast surgery.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God, they're full on. Okay, well, I've had a phone call to someone I didn't know who they were, and they happened to be blues god B.B. King. Oh. I was detained. I was 24, had dreadlocks piercings. I was detained at the Glasgow airport for suspicion of drug smuggling for 9 hours. Or I was voted for but came runner-up for a nationwide competition as most popular drag king. We genuinely don't know all the answers, so we're going to have guesses now.
Okay, so I went first, wasn't it? So which one of mine do you think's a lie? Altar boy, the choir boy, or the church burning down?
You were an altar boy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with choir boy.
Wait, no, you were a choir boy. Yeah. I've heard this story.
I think you were not a choir boy.
No, he was, because was it you that told me you were really bad at singing? And it was, is that right? Well, give the answers now. You can.
Okay, yeah, so everyone was part of the choir at my school, but I wasn't a choir boy, and I was the only one in the class that was told I had to mime. So, because at the school assembly.
So it was number two?
So that's true. Yay! So the church actually did burn down to the ground after I got married in it. And it was the church I went to school in and things like that. Yeah. So I was never a choir boy, because if you actually ever hear me sing, I don't even sing at one place, and that's at a Kylie Minogue concert, and I apologise to everyone sitting around me saying I'm going to sing very... And then I see the video of it, and I think, why am I screaming? Yeah. Like, I don't understand why I yell. I don't actually... There's no tune. Like I just yell.
Look, I can sing, and I actually hate my voice when I go to a concert, because I'm so excited I end up screaming and going, what the hell? This is my one chance.
Okay, Jess, so your three words.
No, you were second, so you go.
Oh, yeah, so you were your middle name, Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether you got kicked out of primary school.
A kindergarten.
And look, I'm going to say your middle name's not Dante.
I can't believe you've had breast reduction.
Okay, so what are your votes? You're looking in Dante?
I'm
you're
looking in Dante.
I feel like it's a trick one, so it'd have to be Dante. But I'm going to have to say breast reduction, because you've still got huge boobs, so
Now we know that more than Jess plays on the show. She's the sass. Dante is not my middle name because I don't have a middle name. It's just Michael D.
Is it actually D?
No, there's letters past that.
Okay, so that would have been a weird
middle
name. So you
weren't kicked out of kindergarten?
No, it was. The lie was Dante. I didn't have the middle name.
Oh, that's what I mean. So I was right.
Yeah.
You were the winner. Yeah, I thought you were saying,
okay. Well, I knew you had boobie surgery.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
There we go. Oh, that's all right.
Okay, so Jess was?
Okay, spoke to BB King on the phone didn't know who he was, but not quite accent, but yes, detained.
Well, that sounds like that's true then. You feel like you've given away the first
one. Well, no, well, maybe it wasn't because it's like maybe I did, but I don't know. Detained at Glasgow when I was 24 for 9 hours for suspicion of drug smuggling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying whether it was in or out. And was voted for, but became runner-up most popular drag king for a nationwide competition.
I know that you're a drag king.
But were they good?
But I feel like you were. I feel like our friend...
Yeah, but not good enough. Was I good, but not good enough?
I think the BB King... Oh, that sounds true. I think the Glasgow is the false.
I'm going for Glasgow as well.
Go for Glasgow. That's true. Glasgow. I've actually, in all of my travels, and I was covered in piercings. I had waist-length coloured dreadlocks. I was never, ever held to the side. And it was always bizarre. Like, it was, you would have thought that I was ticking boxes.
They let anybody in there. they don't care. Just as long as you're coming to visit us.
Oh, you're coming. That's great.
Hey, listen, I won.
You did.
I got it correct on all of you.
Congratulations. You are good.
Next week.
We cannot lie to you.
I'm excited to tune in next week and see who wins.
You got the choir boy one right, because you know how bad of a singer I am.
Oh, yeah.
You hear me sing, so you know that was never true.
Now it's that time. Let's get our acts together. It's the final water cooler ever. Are we ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. It's the final one. Are we not going to...
My final water cooler.
Oh, God. We're getting sacked from water cooler.
Okay, so Sir Richard Branson launched tickets for his latest venture yesterday. Virgin Voyages will boast a fleet of 4 adults-only cruise ships, which Branson says will feature mood-lit cabins, a tattoo parlour, and every table will be made for dancing on.
What if there's tabletop dancing on a rocket ship? I hope they have hip replacement surgery on board as well.
Hey, guys, there was drama at the Bachelorette last night when Angie couldn't decide which of the final 3 suitors to send home. She was in tears. She was quite the carry-on, actually, saying she'd fallen in love with pieces of each of the men.
Pieces?
Oh, well, at least it's better than the honey badger. He didn't want any of them. But what, Angie, she wants them all.
That's true.
Well, Angie did finally make a decision, giving a rose each to Carlin and Tim, leaving Osha asking Ryan to say his goodbyes. Walking him out to the limo, Angie told him he deserves someone who knew right from the beginning that he was the one.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so the other two deserve to be strung along for 12 weeks on a reality show.
A pilot has been awarded $438,000 after wrongful imprisonment and a 6-month work suspension for being accused of indecent exposure at his 10th floor hotel window. The charge was thrown out when he explained he was on the phone preparing to take a shower and had no idea passengers in the terminal could see him admiring the beautiful morning.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as the sun was the only thing rising.
Oh, this is sad. The heavy heart, I say. Finally, Kate Ritchie revealed recently that her final days on Home and Away were tough for her. The 20-year veteran of the series said before she'd even finished filming her final series, an unnamed co-star had stripped her name from her prime position pigeonhole and claimed it as their own.
Well, Mikey, that reminds me. Here's all your junk that's cluttered up my locker at Joy. Now, move on, boy. Move on.
And that's it.
That's not true. I'm going to miss you a lot. Like, you've become my bestest friendess. So, I mean, I didn't like children until I met you. I'm going to be honest. I only like 3 kids and they're my own. And I felt like I've got a new little boy. Yeah.
I've fallen in love with you all and I'm really sad. I'm really sad to be leaving and... I'm so thankful. You've treated me with so much respect and rattlesnake and gag marks in the background. I felt so respected and so loved on this show and I'm really going to miss
it. And the audience have loved you too.
Yeah.
You would have known we're going to take some little straight boy under our wing and actually Make him part of the family. Yeah. I mean, don't say we've turned to gay because I'll have Daddy DJ coming down hard from Cairns at me.
It's been a real blast, and I love you guys. I know you're going to do great, and I already miss it. I already missed it in the last 20 seconds of the show, but thank you so much. Thank you everyone that texted in and all the people, all my friends that have listened in. I love you guys. I really do.
We love you too, and we will be watching your travels. So we're going to actually try and organise like a little monthly call or some way. We're going to try and how we're going to get you on the ship.
That'll be cute. I mean, the time difference is pretty bizarre.
No, sweetheart. You'll be doing whatever time we're on here. You listen to the work and the schedule. You explain that to Disney when you get there. Go, hey, Mickey. Work to Joy's schedule, not yours.
Yes. Hey, Mickey or Minnie, whoever's in charge at the time.
Didn't we'll know I was working at Disneyland. But all right.
I just thought of the whole America's Disneyland. It's like a theme park of a joke.
It's a President, bit of a madhouse, yeah. Isn't it?
We've got presents as well to give to you, but we'll maybe do something on the socials to have to do that.
Thank you all so much. I love you all.
We've got a big package all ready for you to run rap.
This has been the best time of my life, and I love you guys, and I'm so thankful that this has been a big part of my radio journey.
It's only 6 months. You'll be back.
Yeah.
Six months for you is not bad. I've
made sure he's not getting back in the country. Once he leaves here, that passport, you won't be fair, right.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.